Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, Gwyneth, welcome, Gwyneth.
And how are you this morning?
Yeah, really, really well, Gwyneth. And I just want to mention to our class that, class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com. You can listen to us on RentsRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, Radio.com. That's Jeff Rents's network. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. Global Star Radio Network, you can look them up, Global Star Radio Network. We're on Galaxy 19, the satellite. And Global Star has a telephone listen line, which works great. And that number is when we're live between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time, 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. One more time, 605-615-1815. While we are live. Gwyneth, I wanted to just ask a question of the class and of course, of you. So what would you say of a person who steals a dollar? A person just literally takes a dollar from you. What if a person takes $10 from you? Is that different? What if a person takes $100 from you? What if a person takes $1,000 from you? Or $10,000? Or $100,000? Or $1,000,000? Or $1,000,000,000? Well, if a person stole $1 billion, you'd have to call him Mr. President. According to WhiteHouse.gov, President Biden cancels student debt for more than 150,000 borrowers. That's, you know, this is not new news. And he announced the approval of a $1.2 billion student debt cancellation. So what does that mean? That means people signed on the dotted line, said that they wanted to go to school, agreed to repay the money to the federal government, and then the government says, never mind, you don't have to do it. Now, there are people who went to school, like Gwyneth and many of your other instructors, Rich Sheehan, Dr. Sheely, a whole bunch of us. We've gone to school. We've paid for the classes. We've paid for the books. And there's no student debt because we paid for it. Well, when I went to school, I worked for the university. I applied and was accepted to work. I know people who have worked at Walmart, you know, moonlighting at Walmart while they're going to school full time. Really, really difficult schedule. I worked as a student marshal, 15 to 18 hours a week, and went to school full time. And then in the summer months, I worked at the auto parts store. I mean, I worked and worked and worked and worked. That's what I'm still working at 72. No retirement in sight. But yet, Joe Biden lets these borrowers off the hook. Our son went to a school, and it was one of the best colleges as reviewed by U.S. News and World Report. And I'm looking at A magazine that the university puts out. It's in Missouri. It's called Hard Work University. Literally, that's what it's called. Hard. You can go to the bookstore and you can buy a sweatshirt or a T-shirt that says Hard Work U. It's also known as College of the Ozarks. It's a university, and all of the students, every single one who attends Hard Work University, has to work at the college / university, and they have areas of work experience. So it's a work education program. You work a minimum of 15 hours a week, and you don't pay full-time tuition. You work instead. So what do you do there? Well, you can be in grounds maintenance. That means you cut the lawn, edge, make sure the sidewalks are clean, pick up any flying trash that goes airborne. There's virtually none. I mean, it's an immaculate campus. There's no question about it. It's not like New York City. You can be a hydroceramic technician. You can work in the cafeteria and you can wash dishes. You can be in food service where you prepare meals for the students and faculty. You can work at the agricultural area where they've got cows and they milk the cows and they've got a dairy barn and they raise their own beef and meat and vegetables. You can be in the electrical maintenance department. You can be in the plumbing maintenance department. You can be in information technology, where you keep the servers running and you assist students who have problems with their computers. You can be in new building maintenance. You can be, new building construction. That's what our son did. He used heavy equipment, sky lifts, put roofs on, was in poured concrete, welded rebar for, you know, reinforcing concrete, built concrete walls, hung commercial doors. He's up 40 feet in the air on a lift. That's what the guys did in new building construction. So when he left the university after 4 years and graduated, he knew about heavy equipment, you know, other equipment that we didn't have here at the farm. And we have a bulldozer and we have tractors and front-end loaders and that kind of stuff. But he learned more. And the students graduate debt-free. So what is this university called? Hard Work University, College of the Ozarks. It is reported as the number one most innovative school in the Midwest. It's number one best value in regional colleges in the Midwest. And it's number one in best undergraduate teaching in the Midwest. Now, the Midwest isn't really big. It's like, you know, a quarter of the country or a third of the country. There's over 50 different majors there, including number one in best nursing program in Missouri. So that's College of the Ozarks. Now, how does that compare to what Joe Biden did? Y'all can go to, he just let people go to school for free. And we're all paying for it. How about that? It's an outrage. And there are more people that want more of Joe Biden, which is another outrage. Gwyneth, any comments?
Student debt. but they won't make me repay it unless my income gets to a certain level. I think it's about $50,000 a year or something. And it's never reached that level. And it probably never will. So that's how the rules run here in Australia. But I've never used my degree professionally, you know. And I learned a lot of useful things, and I met a lot of very interesting people, including some of the I had the opportunity of being trained by some of the top environmental scientists in the country. But, you know, if I'd had the time over again, I probably would have studied something else. I probably would have studied anatomy and become a surgeon. I probably would have. I could have done that at the time, but I, when I went into university, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I wanted to be. And, you know, I think that if I had gone when I was a bit older, it probably would have been a bit better for me. But that's just how life worked out. You know, you left high school, you applied for a college, you got a college place, and you went to college. And that was how it was, you know. And everybody was patting me on the back saying, yeah, you got into one of the top universities in the country. Good on you. And I was very proud of myself and all the rest of it. And it was my first choice. You know, you get to choose, you get to have, with the selection procedure, you get to have preferences, is what they call them. So Melbourne University was my first preference. And I'm glad I got in. I'm glad I did my degree. But, you know, like I say, if I'd had the time over again, I probably would have studied anatomy, gone on to become a surgeon and actually made some money. And I would have enjoyed it. I would have liked helping people. And it's a funny thing, but Vincent, I'm not at all squeamish. You know, people, the only thing is, when I've got a livestock animal, the one part of butchering that I really don't like is the actual taking of the animal's life. But I have to do it because fill the freezer. You know, that's, but I haven't had sheep or goats or anything here for quite some time. But occasionally a chook ends up in the cooking pot, a chicken ends up in the cooking pot. And, you know, but that, I really am not squeamish at all. And I hear about how a lot of other people, they really hate butchering. But for me, it's just another thing that happens. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of comments. Number one, there would be no human life without the taking of lives. None. Even vegetarians kill plants and eat them. And carnivores, you know, kill animals and eat them. So if we don't eat other living things, we will not live. I mean, that's just a fact. I don't like it. I actually am in the beef business. I mean, that's what we do here at the farm. We raise some of the finest beef in the world because we pay attention to what we're doing. And we take great care of our animals. And when our animals are, you know, nearing the end of their lives, we let them live here. You know, I'm talking, what we do is we raise cows and calves. And the mama cows, we love them. And they follow us around. They come when we call them. And they make babies. And we raise those babies. And then we sell them to another farm. And ultimately, those farms sell them off to become food. We don't like the idea of killing our animals, but we do. We do. And we actually sell some of the finest beef in the world right here from our farm, at our farm. Got a couple other comments about helping people. A comment that I believe I heard you
Wellness
say.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And if you check that, that'd be great. I was just mentioning that it looks like we have activity on the call screen. If our engineer could take care of that, that'd be great. So, Gwyneth, you mentioned, life and helping people. So I asked Dr. Norm Shealy on air, Dr. Shealy, what is the purpose of life? And he said, without hesitation, to help people, to help people. And I absolutely, positively agree with that. However, it's really, really difficult to want to help an illegal invader. It's really difficult to want to help a thug or a member of a gang or someone who loots and steals. It's really hard to want to help some of the Epstein gang. It's really kind of hard to want to help someone who is, you know, in the Harvey Weinstein club. It's really hard to want to help politicians who pillage and steal everything in sight. It's really hard to want to help people who are me first all the time. But there are some that don't fall into those categories of degenerates, and it makes sense to want to help those people. But I think there are fewer and fewer of them all the time. Gwyneth, here's an interesting thing. I know we don't normally talk about the news, but this is kind of important. So Toyota, you know, and if you talk to people about cars, they'll say Toyotas are great. Well, I guess not. That's not quite the case anymore. Toyota just announced a recall of 381,000 pickup trucks, Tacomas. That's the model, Tacoma. Regarding parts that might fall off the axles. So we've got an axle that has some welding on it, and there's some debris that maybe hasn't been removed properly during the manufacturing and welding process regarding the axles, so the debris can separate from the rear axle. And then what happens then is that debris causes nuts and bolts to loosen within the axle assembly, and then the axle can separate from the vehicle. Can you imagine that? Now, I've had plenty of axles apart, plenty of them. I have never seen anything that looks like a weld failure. I've never seen anything that looked like slag from welding. I've never seen anything inside an axle that looks like it could shake off, wear off, and then cause a failure. Never. But then again, I've never taken apart an Asian axle. I'm just talking about American axles. Never, never have I seen problems like that. Now, I have seen American axles where the owner of the vehicle or the maintenance people who are supposed to check the differential fluid, I guess it was too hard to remove the tapered plug. That you check the level of the differential fluid. I guess it's too hard to look in there. You know, it probably takes, 2 minutes. It just takes a standard ratchet with an extension, nothing special. But they don't do it. And if they don't and the axle fluid gets low and overheats, you can burn up the axle. I've seen that. I've seen the axle bearings fail for the same reason. Not many, but a few. But I've never seen a problem that is a manufacturing defect with an American vehicle where the axles come off. And Ford had the same problem. Maybe we're getting our axles from China. I'm not really sure. But I am sure that when I took a bumper off a 1999 Dodge 3/4-ton pickup truck, I found out that original equipment made in China. And the customer wanted a replacement bumper. So we got a bumper. It was also made in China. So naturally I want to know. So I took the original bumper and I weighed it. And then I compared it to the weight of the new replacement bumper, 15 years later. It weighs 10% less. And then I looked at the bracketry that came with the new bumper. It weighs at least 10 to 15% less than the original equipment bumper. Can you imagine that? So this is another Toyota recall on top of the one that they just had in, within the last couple of weeks. And the other one was because the transmission, you can put the you all know that if you put the transmission in park, it's kind of like having a parking brake. The vehicle's not going to go forward or backward. It's going to stay right there. And if you put it in neutral, the engine can run and the car can roll, right? Well, with some
that
of the Toyotas, that's not
high
the case.
With 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Right now, you can...
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
You've
got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and it's worse than what I just mentioned, because Toyota also has a recall on other cars. Now, how does this relate to USA Prepares? This is going to tell you why you should not have a new vehicle, okay? So we're talking about vehicles that are, you know, 2022 through 2024 models. That's like 1 to 2 years old. So one of the things that happens is if you put your Toyota in neutral, you expect that the engine is disengaged from the transmission. You expect that the vehicle's not going to roll forward. Now, there are times when you do that. You know, like, for example, some vehicles want you to have the engine running when you check the transmission fluid. Okay. Some say, you know, run it through park, reverse, neutral drive, you know, those kinds of things, and then back and forth, you know, through each one of the selections so that the pump fills all the passages so you can check the fluid level in your transmission. Well, imagine you put the vehicle in neutral and you expect it to not move. Let's say it's on a level surface. But yet the transmission does not disengage. It's still in in forward, like drive. And you don't expect that. Nobody expects that. Because with a manual transmission, that never happens. I'm talking about a transmission that is not electronically and computer controlled. But that's a serious problem. And it's even worse than that. But I want to get Gwyneth's comments before I tell you how it even got worse than that. Gwyneth?
Yeah. With the gearbox, if it's engaged and you don't think that the gearbox is engaged and it rolls forward and you're in front of that vehicle, you're going to get run over by your own vehicle.
When you say
that's the problem with it.
Yeah, and it's not
is
like
that
it's
right, Vincent?
Well, it's yes, that's one of the problems. So it's not like it's not disengaged. It's not like it's in neutral. It is engaged. It's still in forward mode. But you think it's disengaged.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's right.
Just like you think that the axle is going to stay attached to your vehicle. Like,
that's crazy.
And this is, Ford has a recall on some of their Super Duty trucks. That's what they call them. It says, right, it's stamped in the sheet metal on the tailgate, Super Duty. And they have a problem with their axles, and they can become dislodged. And the vehicle, you can think it's in park, but with the axle that becomes disengaged while it's standing still, the vehicle can run downhill all by itself. That's a problem. Now, Toyota did not comment, according to what I've read, about the vehicles not running over someone and killing anybody. They didn't comment on that. But here's what's even worse than this. As bad as this is, you can't trust any vehicle manufacturer. None. Headlines. Zero Hedge. Quote, EU considers banning repairs on internal combustion engine vehicles more than 15 years old, end quote. What does that mean? That means that there's a proposed measure put forward, this is according to the article, I'm just kind of paraphrasing, put forward by the European Commission and pending ratification, and it seeks to gradually eliminate older high-emission vehicles to promote the adoption of greener alternatives. This pending legislation requires the green light from the European Parliament and the Council, and it introduces the concept of a residual vehicle. Residual. Kind of sounds like a leftover, right? So what they're saying is if you have a vehicle manufactured prior to 2009, now I don't have anything that's manufactured after 2009. 2004 is new to us here at the farm. And our tractors, the newest tractor we have is 1991. And we bought that used. So this is vehicles, the proposal is that vehicles manufactured before 2009 would not be considered for major repairs. So if you have something like, what's a major repair? A timing chain? How about something like a upper ball joint? How about something like a drive shaft? How about something like a rear main seal that's leaking, seeping engine oil? Well, you have to take the transmission out to replace a rear main seal. So that sounds like it. Even though the part might be $5 or $10 for the seal, the labor might be $500. It sounds like a major repair, right? So here's what these bozos are doing. They're saying that you won't be able to get a major repair on your vehicle. Now, here's another problem. So what's happening currently is there are very few original equipment manufactured spare parts for vehicles that are, let's say, 10 or 15 years old. You have trouble getting them. They go, oh, are you kidding? That Chevy's 10 years old. You can't expect us to have, you know, General Motors parts for a Chevy that's old or Mercedes or any other vehicle, right? So the dealerships generally do not use aftermarket parts. They tend to use only original equipment manufactured parts, like GM uses GM, BMW uses BMW, Mercedes uses Mercedes. You're not going to get an AutoZone oil filter when you get your oil changed at Mercedes-Benz. They're going to use a Mercedes-Benz oil filter. So you're going to be left with your local mechanic. And where is your local mechanic going to get the parts from? Well, the junkyard, which means that you're going to get a part that was as old as the part that just broke on your car. It also means that you're going to get mechanics working on your vehicles that probably weren't trained at the factory or by the dealership or by the factory's training at the dealership, which really means you're going to get maybe not generally as good repair technical skill to repair your vehicle if this happens. This is nuts. So are you going to stand for this? You can say, well, I guess, yeah, it's always good to have a new car, new warranty. That's good, right? It's nonsense. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. The older vehicles here in Australia, if you go, 20, 30-year-old vehicles, they are attracting a premium price tag. I don't know how it is in the United States, but it's very common here in Australia for you to pay $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 or even more. And it seems the older the vehicle, the more expensive it is. So if you wanted to have a 1970s Tirana or Monaro, okay, there's I don't know if that's Tiranas and Monaros in the United States. I think they're Fords. You could be paying six figures for it. I'm talking about $150,000 to $200,000 for a car that was originally built in the 1970s. I've never heard of that, Vincent, up until years ago.
Okay,
Until very recently.
Gwyneth, you are absolutely right. Well, we don't have those models here. But we do have a 1976-77 Ford full-size pickup truck, V8. I'm thinking that if we wanted to sell that, that'd be worth $15,000 because it's not rusted. Came from out of state. So, it's just something that we have here at the farm. We don't use it. It's something that, we're going to work on and finish tweaking it. But class, I've got I drive a 2001 Silverado pickup truck, manual transmission. Less than 2% of people drive manual transmission vehicles. Less than 2%. Because they don't know how. It's 23 years old. In 2 years, it'll be an official antique. I'm talking about a daily driver. We have a 1996 Mercedes. It's a diesel. It gets over 40 miles to the gallon. I'd be nuts to get rid of it, right? It doesn't have a turbocharger. It's just a plain 4-speed inline-6 diesel. 1996. It's 28 years. It's an official antique. We've got some other trucks here at the farm. We haul cows and trailers and heavy loads with them. Two Dodges. They're 1999s. It's 25 years old. They're official antiques. They're our daily drivers. Class, this thing that I'm talking about in the European Union to ban repairing vehicles more than 15 years old is out of control. Out of control. And for those of you who have newer cars and you think they're going to last as long as, let's say, a 1999 Dodge did, you know, you think you can get 25 years out of it, if you've got a new car, absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. Everything's thinner. I was talking with one of the instructors about vehicles, and you know, it used to be that police cars, I'm talking, let's say, the 70s, they have little bumpers in the front, rubber bumpers. So if your engine stalled, a police car would get behind you and say, okay, I'm going to push you out of the way. Okay, so we'll get you off the road and get you on the shoulder. That's what the police used to do. Can't do that anymore because they have plastic bumpers in the front of their vehicles, and you got a plastic bumper in the rear of your vehicles, and you'll destroy both vehicles. Some vehicles are even smarter than that. They have the grill out front. So the first thing that you're going to hit if you try to push someone, you know, with the front of your vehicle against the rear bumper of their vehicle, you're going to destroy your grill. And then the next thing that happens is you take out the air conditioning condenser and radiator. This is crazy. This is beyond crazy. And the reason that police cars could push other vehicles is because all vehicles had chrome bumpers. And they're all the same height. So a Chevy would line up with a Ford and Chrysler. And all three would line up. So if you had, you know, rubber bumperettes, you could gently approach the rear bumper of the vehicle that is not operational, that's stuck, stranded. And everybody knew how to get behind the wheel, put the vehicle in neutral, and you didn't have a steering lock. The police person would push your vehicle. You would drive it. You knew what to do. He knew what to do. And you never met each other before. But not anymore. People don't know how to do that. Do you think a driver today would know what to do if we say, all right, we'll give you a push? How about this? If you couldn't start your car and someone said, well, let's use some jumper cables, would you know? Do you think the average person today would know what that means and how to do it safely and not destroy the electronics and under the hood? The answer is absolutely not. We're surrounded by a bunch of GDP. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This predicament we're in, each new, listen very carefully to this class, I'm going to stand on this, each new electric vehicle that's purchased puts another nail in the coffin of those of us who need internal combustion engine vehicles and equipment. I'm not going to change my mind on that, of course. What I'm saying is, it's an immutable point of view. There is no substitute for a diesel excavator. There is no substitute for a diesel bulldozer. There is no substitute for a diesel farm tractor. The only farm tractors that are available right now here in Missouri are gasoline powered from the 70s. If you go to Facebook Marketplace, that's all you can find. And nobody wants a gasoline powered tractor. And the reason is the engines don't last as long. They don't have the torque. They don't have the longevity. They don't have the durability. They don't have the fuel efficiency of a diesel tractor. People would spend 20%, 30% more when they bought the original tractors to have a diesel because they know that they'll last way longer. They will use way less fuel. And farmers have to be efficient. And there is no substitute for a diesel tractor, a diesel over-the-road truck, a diesel bulldozer. Even airplanes use jet fuel, which is halfway between gasoline and diesel. It's more like kerosene. That's what jet fuel is like. There is no substitute for fuel for a jet airliner in terms of electricity. There are no electric commercial airliners. There are no commercial. There are no military tanks. The military uses diesel vehicles. There is no, even the president rides around in what looks like a SUV, a Chevrolet SUV. It is not. It is a diesel truck with a SUV body on it. It's a diesel. And one of his moronic staff went to a gas station and put gas in it and blew it up. For real. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. What you've got to realize is our society is going down, and the demise of the internal combustion engine is just a symptom of it, really. because there's a shortage of mechanics out there. Even if you have the internal combustion engine vehicle, and even if they are older style, the young people coming up through are not grease monkeys. They're not encouraged to be grease monkeys. They think that everything is accomplished by tapping keys on a keyboard. And it just ain't so. You know, it's just, and every area of life is having the same problem. And I think I mentioned last week about that the average age of farmers is 70 or thereabouts, somewhere between 60 and 70 years old. And that's going to be a problem in a few years' time because these people are going to start dropping off their patches. You know, when that happens, who's going to be making our food? So,
I thought we could print it. I thought we could just get, you know, like some Microsoft, you know, version 11 of Windows, when that comes out, and just print it. You know, just go to the screen, select from the menu hamburger, and just hit print. Is that, that's not what we're going to be doing?
Unfortunately, it doesn't quite work that way.
You know, Gwyneth, you were talking about mechanics. It breaks my heart. Yesterday, Bam went to visit this gal, a senior citizen, middle-aged gal for sure. And she was in need of having her truck repaired. And Bam was sick, I was sick, and you know, we were down for a couple weeks. So she went. She had a good friend at church. Good friend. Oh, he knows everything about vehicles. He's real good. He's a mechanic. And, you know, would do things for way less than a dealership would, allegedly. So Bam went over there. She said, you know, the problem is I wanted him to fix the steering, and I turned the wheel, and the wheel doesn't, the actual wheels of the car don't quite turn the way the steering wheel does. It's still as bad as it was before he worked on it. So this guy replaced the upper control arm ball joints, replaced tie rod ends, spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on parts, and this vehicle still does what it did. Why? Well, because the problem was not the ball joints, the control arms, the tie rod ends. The problem was it had a bad wheel bearing. So now this gal owes the mechanic money for repairs she didn't need. Don't go to church, class. Don't go to church. And of course, I'm extrapolating way beyond reason. But what I'm saying is, these people who you know who go to church with you, we keep see it over and over again. They don't know what they're doing with vehicles. And that's what Gwyneth is talking about. But pretty soon there aren't going to be any mechanics. For real. And then what are you going to do with that car that is impossible to even diagnose? Then what are you going to do? Every EV that's sold, that's new, is damaging.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.